Stay both at the table or as observers, but you're also welcome to leave if you so wish. And we're going to move on to our next session, which is a sum up discussions. However, we are going to do that, but what I would like to focus on first of all is actually a sum up of what we want to talk about to or recommend or give advice to the trustees and to the board around the technology session. And what I have done is I have tried to distill from the panel session that we had yesterday, from the raw comments that came out from each of the groups in terms of some recommendations. And what you've got up on the screen is my, just so that those of you who are visual are not just, and it's not a full, you know, proper slide presentation, but that you can pick up there as I speak. I intend to effectively say what is up there, and perhaps when we get to the end of that to say, do you agree with what I am recommending? And there's quite a lot there, but it was a massive session. And I think I picked up the core elements from the discussion that we had. So what I thought we would do, at the moment we've put off lunch till 12:30 on the basis that we'd have 15 minutes or so on this and then probably 15 minutes on the rest of the public meeting. And it may well be, in fact, that it's more like 20 and 10 or something like that. So the expectation is that we'll finish this session at 12:30. So if any of you, and I know a few do have to go, that if you have to escape before then, I won't be offended. But effectively, what I am suggesting and saying that in terms of our recommendation, and as I say, I'm just going to read this, that the tsunami is happening. There is great diversity of views about where, within the advisory council, about where the tsunami may head and the effect on matters relevant to the foundation. However, all members agreed that the matters raised in the plenary session by our external speaker, Anthony Jenkins, are pertinent for consideration by the foundation. The foundation, so the second B up there, the foundation needs to identify a champion in a leadership position to drive how the foundation responds to the tsunami of technology changes and how the foundation innovates, and I've put in brackets, or transforms to respond to them. And in particular, the foundation consider additional resource to address further the effect of technology, both the opportunities and the risks. The members were generally of the view that there would be, in the future, a clear role for some form of financial reporting, for some form of accounting standards, principle-based, and therefore for the ISB. Members had differing views as to what that might be. However, all agreed that the effect of technology would have some impact and that the status quo would not remain. Hence the need for the foundation to have leadership and expertise in this area. As part of the consideration for the foundation, members advised variously that the foundation needs to, and these are some of the individual comments, so I'm not saying that everybody has agreed with these, but this is what I picked out as some core themes coming through. So first of all, one, that the consider where the ISB adds value as technology advances. So that core thing, where are we adding value? And then secondly, considering how the role of accounting standards will or might change as technology advances. And I've picked up a few sub-points of this that were raised. Be conscious that judgments are not generally made on a real-time basis. So how much does this impact both the influence of AI and the need for accounting standards? Be cognizant of a view that as standards deal with the presentation of data and technology leads to more data being available, then is there a role for accounting standards? Consider how accounting standards do or can deal with unstructured data. Consider whether, in fact, technology, and in particular blockchain, AI, and the Internet of Things, reduce measurement uncertainty and therefore requirements or the focus of accounting standards in relation to measurement. Be conscious that the role and form of the annual report is likely to change. Be conscious that the story is likely to become even more important. Think carefully about how data translates to information and how this impacts accounting standards. Consider more rapid deployment on accounting standards for new types of tech products. Debate the role of intermediaries in financial reporting and the role of the ISB. So those are all related to, in my mind, what we talked about the accounting standards. Then some of the other things that came up that again fit into the what the ISB needs to consider, or the foundation needs to consider: establish a common understanding of the terminology. Consider the question of proprietary versus public information or data. Be cognizant of the difference between innovation and transformation, as Anthony alluded to. Do more work to consider what open accessibility really means and the implications. Not confuse the taxonomy with technology. A number of times we talked about taxonomy as though potentially it is that technology. Consider whether technology changes who the stakeholders of financial or other information are and the impact of this on the ISB. Consider the training needs, skill requirements, and experience in an AI world of staff. Ensure the ISB's work program is considered in terms of technology advancements. Consider the ISB's use, adoption of technology in its internal processes and in communicating externally. And finally, I'm suggesting that our recommendation is that the foundation should consider the raw transcripts of the breakout groups as the focus is progressed within the foundation. So that is my synthesis, if you like, of what I think I heard or read that came out of yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody is going to agree with all of those recommendations, but I think it's important that we talk about those in terms of, does that make sense in terms of the overall type of recommendation, and or is there stuff that I've said there that anybody fundamentally disagrees with? Jake is waving his hand around, if not his table, but you can speak, Jake.
I don't fundamentally disagree with anything that's in there. I think one of the things we talked about is bias, and one of the things that really worries me in this area is a particular type of bias called groupthink. You mentioned that we're all of a particular vintage in this room, no offence to anyone here. We've also all invested in the current system in some way, shape or form, so I think that potentially encourages groupthink amongst the members here and amongst others. How do you avoid that in determining who is the leader for this?
Jotting this down before I ask the next question. So, sorry, I haven't really been focusing. Surya.
I think you captured a lot of what we discussed. My request is we should keep this on the agenda sometime next year. May not be the next meeting, but maybe a year or 18 months down the line, so that we can take stock of A, where technology has moved, and B, how the foundation has responded to all these comments.
Okay, Stephen?
Yeah, it was just an additional point that just looking at it all, I wonder whether we should actually have a point on the effect of technology on the structure, the operations of the ISB, and its interactivity with people.
I tried to capture that in one of those last ones, but I don't think I used the word operations. I think I talked about processes, and so I'll make sure that I incorporate that operations bit into there as well. Okay? Gavin?
I may have missed it, but did you cover the point about scope and in a world of big data, a lot of that big data is not general ledger data, is not financial reporting data, and clearly investment decision making, one itself is changing significantly, how that's done, as we talked about, and secondly, clearly, as big data gets out there, as it increasingly includes non-financial data, the risk is that financial data, particularly in the context of financial statement format, basically is diluted in importance. So it's sort of that scope question, which I know is on the agenda anyway. But
I tried to capture that, but not in those words. So yeah, what I finalise, I'll make sure I change so it does get those words in there. Linda?
I wasn't at the debrief yesterday, so, and I'm probably into the old school of thought here, but I wonder on the prioritization and how long it will take to actually react to the effects of technology, and that will determine how much resource needs to be put in. If it's going to take a long time to react and it's a big issue, then you need to prioritize sooner than later. But it seems to me that you've got time to react and it's something on the watch list versus the priority list. But that's just from an old school person.
And I guess I was very careful with the words that I used, which is that the foundation consider that they do identify somebody to lead, but then, and I was envisaging for us, incorporate somebody who is already there, but then say the additional, consider whether additional resources is needed. And I think that would be, as part of all those considerations, would be what I would be expecting there. So I think we've covered what you're, and as you say, there is a great, as I said right at the beginning, there is a great diversity of thought as to how quickly this is happening and therefore how quickly it needs to move. Alan.
Thank you very much. I think you've done a remarkable job of capturing the very diverse views that were expressed, and I think you've also done a very good job in formulating these recommendations in a fairly sort of open-ended and generic way so that you don't preclude any particular future avenues of discussion. And I wish the Foundation the greatest of luck in considering the raw transcripts of the breakout sessions. I hope they're anonymized, by the way. Just one very specific point. In one of the recommendations, you referred to the skills, if I remember correctly, of the staff. If I remember correctly, yesterday, during Sir Callum's intervention, he referred also to trustees and potentially, and I think also board members.
Board members, you're
quite
right.
I think that
might
be useful to a useful addition.
Yep, I agree.
Come back.
Giuseppe? This? Yep.
Yeah, I also clearly support that we should bring this subject back to our agenda, with probably achieving, before getting into the depths of the discussion, more of a consensus on the terminology. In particular, I am a bit surprised, I must say, that a lot of our discussion focused on big data, which I don't think is the biggest technological change that impacts the foundation. I think the big data, in my opinion, is already here, has been here for a while. It's more a matter of innovation. Whereas the blockchain, arguably, in ways that it's difficult for me to understand, but arguably could have a very transformative effect and actually transform what also the auditing profession does or should do. So I don't know, maybe my understanding is biased, or perhaps it is because we don't have enough of a grasp on what the blockchain can do, that we focused more on big data than the blockchain.
Thanks, Giuseppe. I'll make sure that's noted. And I suspect that the reason, sorry people, that we talked about big data is, as you said, it's been around for a little while, we understand it, whereas we don't really understand blockchain. Sorry, folks. Garth.
Only just reflecting on what has been said, I think a lot of good that I agree with, but I'm just concerned as to whether it's coming across that we mustn't try and deal with this as a normal ISB project. In other words, have an objective, know by when we're going to achieve different things. I think this is going to be continual work in progress. We're already in this, and so we're on it, and we just need to continue to make changes as we go along. So it's a journey that we're on. It's not an end result.
Valid point, and with everyone's support, I'll try to get the right words in there to reflect that. Gavin.
Actually, Garth picked up on the sort of point I was going to make, that as a point of emphasis, you know, whether or not we should be encouraging, that this is not a big bang, and we should therefore be encouraging the foundation to experiment, to try different things, to be seen to be trying different things, even though some of them will inevitably not be successful. So that sort of constant innovation and be seen to be doing it. And I guess the other point of emphasis was, along the comments made down there as well, the value of having what I might call a disruptor as being someone who, you know, sort of leads this thought process, as opposed to someone who's, you know, deeply embedded in current way of doing things. So, yeah.
Tom.
Yeah, thank you. I also would like to echo that I think it's very good how you summarized all the different views we expressed during the sessions. I was wondering, the way users are consuming financial data, I can't remember that it was reflected here, but I think that the new technology has a big impact on the way the consumers consume the financial information and financial data, and I think that's something that should be taken into account by the foundation as well.
Okay, I'll add that as one of the considerations around the standards. Lothar.
Yeah, I mean, if the technology, which is very likely leads to a more efficient aggregation of the data, of the accounting and of the consolidation, then you'll have possibly, and we discussed it in our group, more granular and more frequent reporting. I don't think you'll get an open book kind of thing where everybody can get into the blockchain and see all the numbers, but let's say monthly reporting or something. So that could put pressure on the ISB to go even deeper in defining or setting rules for subsections of the accounting. And secondly, one thing which was mentioned in our group, which I find very relevant, is in the judgment sphere, when humans do it, they always have a bias. Somebody, I don't know who said it, but you know, that's very likely. If you get automation and especially artificial intelligence to take over a lot of these decisions and judgments, then again you may have pressure on the board to be more specific so that it can be programmed and so on. So altogether, there may be two factors which put pressure on the principle-based philosophy, I could imagine.
Lothar, I tried to pick, without being absolutely specific about what you said, but I think, and I haven't got it in front of me now because I'm writing different comments, that around the board needs to consider around what the financial reporting will be and the frequency of it to consider the accounting standards. So I think I've brought that in, but I'll check for what you've said that I've really picked up those points. Olivia.
Yes, I personally believe there is a tsunami because the world is changing and a lot of things will change tomorrow and are changing today, in fact, already. Consider that you have to take into account the efforts the preparers have to put on what they prioritize and on what they put their money on. Just an example, today we already have much demands of evolution of IT systems than we can afford. So we have to choose between that demand and that demand. Should we choose a demand of automatization of accounting instead of choosing a demand of doing a new business, of providing a service to a customer? So this is also to take into account.
Thank you, very valid point. Are there any other Comments, yeah, I was going
to
say.
Just make one comment that comes to my mind as we, you know, discuss this tsunami. I myself started a bit of this discussion in my speech in Brussels, so it's really very much on my, you know, on my watch list. On the other hand, let's not go crazy here. I mean, do you think, just think about Warren Buffett, the most successful long-term investor in the world. Do you think he uses big data and sits behind his computer screen every day to manage his investment? No, that's not. This is much of this is very important for the hedge funds who go for the small margins on a daily basis, or the high frequency traders. But for the big decisions, you know, allocation of capital of asset managers, insurers, pension funds, it's not so likely that they are, you know, doing this on a daily basis. So, yes, we're going to look at all these questions, but we're not going to drive ourselves crazy with nightmares about blockchains and.
Hans, this is true, but there's only one Warren Buffett.
But he owns half the world by now.
As we know, this advisory council is exactly that. It is providing advice. I hope, and I mean, I absolutely hear what you're saying, Hans, and we all know that the foundation does not have resources and money coming out of its ears. However, and as Hans says, he started talking about it, we are providing advice. We're here. This is a strategic topic. As Surya and somebody else, Giuseppe, said that, you know, we would expect, as the advisory council, thinking about strategic matters for the trustees and the foundation as a whole, that we would continue to address this in terms of it is a tsunami, it is happening, and how it impacts. So the advice that we give, and Hans, it absolutely, you know, you need to consider it, but as you said yesterday, to think about at least some resource, some, and I guess I've extended it to say a real key leadership position, to think about how you do address it. But certainly I'm not sitting here thinking that when I come back in 6 months that the ISB is going to have transformed itself. However, I would hope that there would be something that you've had some sessions and you've had some discussions and you've formed some views as to where you might be headed and why. So I think that's where I see this as going and the advice going. So overall, I hope you agree, Hans, and Neely, and you newly in your role, that and other staff here, that we have board members added some value in relation to this. And you said yesterday, thanks for the clear direction. Well, I think I've synthesised it a bit to give you a bit more clarity around that direction as to what came out from the 50 members sitting around this table. So thank you and well done. What I'd now like to do is just to go through what I think came out of the other bits of, which is nowhere near as much, of course, from the other bits of the discussions that we have had. So bear with me for 30 seconds. Okay, so the second item that agenda item was the IRS Foundation and Basel. And the notes that I've written down here is, whilst supportive of the MOU between Basel and the ISB, Advisory Council members encourage the ISB and trustees to work closely with the Basel Committee to support and influence to move forward at pace with the ECL work and consider further the national jurisdiction as well as regulatory accounting coordination. In terms of, and let me get perhaps, well, interrupt if anyone disagrees with anything that I'm saying, but we will also have some discussion at the end. The board and the IFRS Foundation activities, what I've noted there is advice that the ISB do themselves more service if they put some kind of timeline on their project pipeline. I think that was probably the only bit of advice that came out of that. The trustee activities, no particular areas of advice that I picked up. In terms of better communication, I picked up a number of things. First of all, the advisory Council commended the ISB on the publication. Advisory Council members provided various suggestions for both how the ISB could promote the documentation, as well as how Advisory Council members and others, therefore, could use the publication. And I've jotted down direct correspondence with those on a database and particularly at audit committee level. Include as a topic in an investor group call or meeting. Coordinate in a better way between the ISB and the National Standard Setter's own initiatives in this area. Emphasize the link to other parts of the Better Communication Project. Try to cover more just jurisdictions, and I've written here, refer the next comment, which is make the examples less cast in stone and include more examples from different jurisdictions by including the examples on the ISB website under implementation. Make available, comment upon available evidence to support the assertions that better, that it is better information for users. Use as examples for academic study. Regulators to proactively share with their companies. Articulate the compelling argument about why this is the right approach. Those that have done it, tell the story in their jurisdiction. And on that one, I said advisory council members also provided a few comments, and I've only got one, in fact, on advice about what not to do with the publication, and I wrote, do not let it become a standard template. Then, so that was yesterday, and then today, under IFRS insurance contracts, I've said no specific advice, and under IFRS 17 implementation, I've said, remember that we need to work with other industry members who have insurance business, and that we encourage continued flexibility around the life of the TRG, however, ensuring that we avoid an amendment to the standard too late. So that's my very quick summary of what we just said at that last session. And Gavin has a comment.
Just on that, working with other industry members, I think that's right. But I think also the point I was trying to make was, for example, when you think about the outreach, so for example, the analysts that cover the banks are not the same as the insurance analysts that cover the insurers. So it sort of has other implications as well, just from a...
I'll widen that one. Are there any other?
Yes, I didn't lay this point yesterday with Badr committee, and the other committee, as Mr. Tsuiki suggested, have a very comprehensive disclosure requirement called Pillar 3. Mm-hmm. And I think that not only the accounting standards per se, but also ISB have a lot to talk with by the committee on disclosure on the banks. Right. You know, that the objective of the disclosure are somewhat different, but still that I think that there is the room for consultation or coordination.
So are you supporting what I've said here, Goro, or disagreeing? Are you supporting, you're supporting
yes,
what
yes,
I've said?
Yes, okay. I'm supporting okay. that, you know, just
yeah.
that the
yeah.
additional.
Okay. Any other comments or disagreement, or you think I've caught something, everything? Oh, sorry, Suresh.
A point I wanted to make was, like the technology advancement is impacting all over the place, you know, in the curriculum setting of people who are going to practice or be preparers, etc., there has to be some kind of an advisory from IFRS Foundation that the technology aspect should not be necessarily only kept for the IT professionals, but also some kind of a, you know, literacy, kind of a knowledge, minimum knowledge that has to be acquired. And therefore, in the syllabus of the chartered accountant and the accounting, some of that element has to be introduced.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? In which case, my 12:30 looks perfectly on target. And this actually brings us to the close of the public meeting. So I would like to officially, whilst we are being recorded and that we have the public meeting, to thank everybody for their contribution over the last day and a half as members, and particularly to thank all the staff who have presented to us and put all the work in and providing a really great agenda. And of course, as I said at the beginning, April and Fiona for actually enabling this to happen, and all also of those public observers who have chosen to spend their time over the last day and a half listening to us and listening to my very peculiar way of chairing a meeting. So thank you very much for that. And officially and in public to formally thank those members who, for whom this is their last meeting, who will be leaving the Advisory Council. And again, thank you so much for your contribution over the various years that you have been part of this group. So with that, I close the public section of the meeting. And for the Advisory Council members and official observers, lunch is in the foyer, and I will see you back here for our final administrative and closed session at 1:30, so in an hour's time. All right? Thank you.